Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. A study from Google suggests YouTube is a more effective advertising platform than television. Baidu is expanding one of its services internationally and French speakers in Canada prefer more traditional news outlets than their English-speaking counterparts. Google has announced the findings of its analysis of television advertising campaigns. Matt Britton, Google's top European executive, has revealed that the data taken from 8 countries shows that in 80% of cases, YouTube campaigns are more effective and will drive more sales than TV ads. However, the TV marketing body Thinkbox has responded to the report, saying that Google's analysis missed the point and that television advertising has proven effectiveness. This research comes after Google told UK advertisers in October that they should be spending a quarter of their TV advertising budget on YouTube in order to reach consumers in the 16 to 24 age bracket. Thinkbox hit back on that occasion as well, however, and showed its own research that suggested that YouTube only accounted for 10.3% of video consumption for that age bracket. Baidu, China's largest search engine operator, is taking its map system worldwide for the first time. The new service will work similarly to Google Maps, featuring areas of food, drink, and shopping. It currently covers 18 countries in Asia, including Japan and India, but this move will broaden Baidu Maps to 150 countries around the world. To cover this area, the company will work with leading mapping companies and satellite service companies. Baidu has also said that it hopes to work with governments around the world to develop tourism prospects. Baidu currently has over 300 million users of its map service, something it hopes to increase as it expands abroad. According to a new study by Cefrio, French-speaking adults in Quebec are accessing news content through traditional outlets at a much higher rate than others. While 63% of people who speak English or another language in the city use the television to catch up with the news, over 72% of French-speaking people do the same. However, the biggest difference comes from those who get their updates from the radio, where a full 20% more French-speaking adults use the radio for news than those who speak English or another language. The survey also revealed that those who don't use these traditional methods are far more likely to use Facebook than any other digital format, with 37% of respondents saying they use the social media site for their news updates. Shabdanagari, a new social network site for Hindi speakers, has acquired over 20,000 registered users in its first year. This high level of interest stems primarily from cities in India and other Hindi-speaking countries, but also in places such as the USA and Canada. Shabdanagari has said that its vision is to establish that online platforms should speak to users in their language and not make people believe that they have to learn English to be connected in a digital world. According to studies by Google India, Hindi language online content is growing at a rate of around 94% per year, compared to just 19% growth for English content. And finally, the e-commerce website Bidi has introduced a new social aspect to users' online shopping experience. Launched recently in the United Arab Emirates, Bidi allows users to have their own page and talk to online vendors in a two-way conversation. Made up of 20 different wide-ranging categories, Bidi brings what it calls an open community that can alert the customer when an item has had a price dropped to what they preferred to pay. The website also recently introduced Bidi Picks, which features a vendor for a period of time who can then create a gallery or video of their items for buyers. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.